Ladies and gentlemen, we're in business with Dudley Grosvenor.
£1,000 pound notes. Feast your eyes on those neat little stacks, Mr. Worth. £1,000 pound notes of our very own, to have and to hold till wine, women, and song do us part.
Mr. Grosvenor.
Mr. Grosvenor,
what are you doing now?
Now I'm counting them again. 10, 11, 12, 13.
That's 14, the 45th 15, time you've counted 15, them today. 17, don't you think 18, it's time we shared 19, the money out?
20, 21, 22. You're money mad, Mr. Worth. That's your trouble. I gave you half a crown this morning. Don't tell me you've spent it all.
I had to eat breakfast, Mr. Grosvenor. Well, it's not included in the hotel rates, and that's another thing. Why are you staying at this sumptuous royal suite when I have to sleep in a top back room of the hotel? After all, if it hadn't been for me, we'd never have had this money.
Now, who told you to back Lucky Star in the 2:30?
You did.
Who advised you that Lucky Star could not possibly lose?
You did.
And who went and backed Speedy Sal instead?
I did. And Speedy Sal won by a clear 15 lengths at 100-1.
I knew there was a flaw in my argument somewhere. So what? Just because you won £1,000 by a stupid fluke, that doesn't mean you can tell me how to spend it.
All right, then. How are we going to spend it?
Well, let's just sit here and look at it for a bit. I've never had so much money in my life.
I haven't eaten since breakfast. Can't I have another half a crown just for a meal?
You're right, Mr. Worth. We both go out and dine in the best restaurant in town. We'd do better than that. We'll make a day of it. Where would you like to go?
Well, can we go down to the park and walk on the grass where it says don't walk on the grass? It'll only cost us a £5 fine, and I've always wanted to do it.
Here's £10. Go and walk on the grass twice. Live it up, my friend. But first, Mr. Worth, I'm going to take you to the finest restaurant in Soho. Now, get dressed, and don't forget to bring all the money with you. I don't like the idea of leaving it behind.
Yeah, all right. Where shall I put it?
Well, bung it in that cardboard suitcase. Now, come along, Mr. Worth.
You know, Mr. Grosvenor, I'm not at all happy about carrying all this money around in this old battered bag.
Please, Mr. Worth, it's perfectly safe. As you can see, it's chained.
Yes, it is. It's chained to my ear.
Precisely. In the event of a snatch, we have a built-in alarm system.
Well, the sooner we get it to the bank, I'll feel... look. Ah, there's the old street musician. Good morning, my man.
Morning, Mr. Worth. Morning, Mr. Grosvenor.
Morning.
Blimey.
I see. He seemed surprised that you gave him a shilling.
He should be. I usually kick him.
Mr. Grosvenor, really?
Well, it helps to relieve my feelings when I'm in a bad mood and pent up, you know. I've seen me in a proper temper, booting him all round the square. Drop kicks, volleys, back heel, flicks.
Oh, stop it. It sounds so painful.
Yeah, it can be if you're not properly shod.
You can't go around kicking street musicians.
Of course you can. Oh, I mean, it takes practice, but I've been at it for years. I thought of forming a league once.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Yeah? I've been running after you.
What's the matter, my good man?
You dropped a shilling. And it landed in my hat by accident.
That wasn't an accident. I meant you to have it.
But you always kick me.
Well, there's a close season for everything.
But it won't be the same. I used to sit down there and wait for you. And if you was late, I'd say, Mr. Grosvenor's late, I'd say. And then I'd see you coming and I'd say, here comes Mr. Grosvenor, he's wearing the brown Oxfords tonight, I'd say. And then
it's
I'd...
It's all over now. My kicking days are finished. I've given up the game. Now run along and spend your shilling.
Oh, bless you, Mr. Grosvenor. You've restored my faith in humanity. There's truth and beauty after all. Oh, thank you, thank you. Your kind don't often pass through this hard, cold world. One of nature's gentlemen, yeah. You are, sir.
There they are.
You brought joy and warmth to my home today, sir. Because of you, we'll eat handsomely and well.
Please. Stop licking my suede. Apart from the embarrassment, you're ruining the pile.
Oh, anything you say, sir. But there's just one little favour I'd like to ask you.
What is it?
Just for old time's sake. Give us a kick.
All right. Here you are.
Oh, bless you, sir. Bless you.
I say, Mr. Grosvenor, he was grateful, wasn't he?
Please, don't talk to me. I'm experiencing a completely new sensation. For the first time in my life, I've committed an unselfish act.
Ah, so his gratitude has touched you.
It's touched me so much, I'm almost beginning to wish I'd given him an English shilling. Here's the restaurant. Now, come on, Mr. Worth. We'll have the blowout of a lifetime.
Oh, I've never eaten so much at one sitting. I couldn't manage another grape.
Me neither. I wonder how our musical friend, the busker, is faring. He's probably reveling in pie and peas at some exclusive coffee stall.
I doubt if he's recovered from the shock of you giving him money. I don't think I quite got over it myself.
You know, it struck me that nowadays people are too selfish. It's all grab and no give. We philanthropists notice these things, you know. If only people could see how much better it is to give than to receive, we would be nearer utopia.
And to think giving away a shilling has done all this to you. If it had been half a crown, you'd be addressing the United Nations.
A mere shilling, yeah, but it's opened my eyes. Mr. Worth, if a shilling can make me feel so good, what would giving more do? I'll make restitution to the people I've wronged. That's what I'll do. Where in the past I have taken, I shall give. We'll make a list of the people I owe money to and give them all something.
But we'll have nothing left.
Oh, there's plenty to go round for all of us. Now, here's the menu. Make a list on the back.
Oh, all right, yes.
As I think of the names, you write them down. What are you writing? I haven't said anything yet.
I put down Harry Worth.
You didn't get the message, did you? I distinctly said to give is better than to receive. And besides, you're a long way down the list.
Oh, all right, then. Now, who's the first?
The Department of Inland Revenue.
The Department of... What? You're not going to pay your income tax?
Why not? It's every citizen's duty to pay it.
Well, you never have before. You must owe them hundreds of pounds. Are you going to pay it all?
Not all, no. Just something to symbolise my intentions. £50.
This I must see.
No, Mr. Worth. This will be a solitary penance. Good afternoon, sir. You are, I believe, through no fault of your own, the inspector of taxes for this district.
I am, and before you go any further, may I remind you the penalty for using foul and abusive language?
Please, I'm here on the friendliest of missions. I've come to give you money.
Give us money? Crumble, humour him while I get help.
No, please. No, gentlemen, lads. I'm being perfectly sincere now. I yield to no one in my admiration for the way you chaps run things. It has a sort of, Robin Hood quality. Robbing the rich and robbing the poor. Fabulous, you know. Little joke there was.
Well, I don't know what to say. We do so want to be liked, you.
What? Is it conceivable that somewhere out there among the teeming millions there is someone who harbours a grudge against you?
Oh, you've no idea, sir. We're only trying to do our best to keep things going. You know, the Army, the Air Force, the Navy.
But of course you are. Here, I want you to have this.
£50?
It's what you might call conscience money.
You haven't been making false returns, have you?
No, of course not. Never been. That's illegal, isn't it? False return? Yes, I thought. Oh, not me. Very idea. No, just enter it under the name of Grosvenor. Good day.
Oh, one moment, Mr. Grosvenor. Now, this must be done properly, you know. Now, let's look up your file. Here we are. D. Grosvenor, is that you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, according to our list, madam...
Hold on. What do you mean, madam?
You said you were D. Grosvenor.
Oh, silly me, no. This is Doris Grosvenor, the all-in wrestler. You remember, she came in last year and we gave her a refund. Big, strapping woman. Tremendously strong grip. Nearly choked the life out of me.
Well, try again. You must come to my file eventually. It tells a sad tale of early marriage, the pattering of tiny feet, the care of many dependents, and repeated bankruptcy.
Oh, yes, I recall. Mr. Sirk, that's the one we sent to the training school as a classic example of complete tax exemption.
Now, of course, yes. Grosvenor. Ah, this is it. You're still supporting your aged parents, then?
Yes, and the wife's.
Of course, you're the man who's supporting six aged dependents on both sides of the family.
Yeah, that is quite a classic, isn't it?
I remember. We were very touched in the department when we read your last return. Very touched indeed.
Yes, it was nice of you to have a whip round. I always meant to acknowledge the postal order.
Well, you don't appear to owe us anything, Mr. Grosvenor. Oh, silly me. That was last year's return. Here's the current form. Oh.
Something wrong?
According to this, you died last January.
No, there must be some mistake.
I'm sorry, but as far as we're concerned, you are the late Mr. Grosvenor. And I'm not surprised with the burden you carried all these years.
Look, just take the 50 quid and forget the whole thing.
Don't be ridiculous. You're dead. Can't you read?
Please, take the money. And here, a couple of quid for each of you.
You're trying to bribe a government officer. It's as far as we're concerned, you're dead, and that's the end of the matter. Good day.
Who's next on the list?
Well, there's my old pal Sid. I'll never forgive myself for doing him for a case of ex-army mosquito boots. Then there's Mavis.
Mavis? Not your childhood sweetheart.
That's the one. I've told you about her, haven't I?
Yes, often. Ah, Mavis, the little country girl. Shy, timid, home-loving, sweet, simple Mavis. Where is she now?
The last I heard of her, she was working at a nightclub called the Shorn Lamb.
The Shorn Lamb?
Yeah, it's a clip joint in Soho. She's in the cabaret there. I don't know why she chose that place. I suppose the name of it reminded her of home.
Well, go and see her. Take her away from it all. Pay her fare back to the country.
I intend to.
You'll go alone, of course.
I'm not going at all.
Why?
Because if I show up, Mavis will nab me for breach of promise.
Oh, will she?
Well, she might. You go, Mr. Worth. You tell her. I asked her forgiveness and give her this money.
£50?
The glow of righteousness from £50 should last for years. Now, I'll go along and see Sid about those mosquito boots. He's next on the list, you see. And you go and see Mavis at the Shorn Lamb.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. This is the Shorn Lamb, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. The undressiest show in town.
I want to see Mavis.
We ain't got no Mavis here. We got a Mabel.
Mabel? Oh, I must have got the name wrong. Can I see Mabel, then?
Oh, say you can. Oh, yes. She's in dressing room one. That'll be 30 shillings.
30 shillings? What for?
Well, membership fee. You can't go unless you're a member. We don't want no attractive riprap here. Oh, and a pound for admission.
Here you are. Here's £2.10.
Thank you. Just down the stairs and round to the right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. A kind gentleman to show me the way. Really was. Oh, my word, it's smoking here. Oh, here we are. Dressing room number one.
Come in.
May I come in? Oh, I'll be back when you're dressed.
I am dressed.
Are you really? Oh, I see. It's very warm in here, isn't it?
Well, sit down. Now, what can I do for you? Have you come about the private party?
Well, in a way, yes.
Yeah, well, I'm very experienced in that sort of work. Now, do you want me to leap out of a cake and dance on the table?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Well, then, do you want me suspended from the ceiling in a birdcage singing Gems from Oklahoma?
Well, not unless you really want to. Look, I don't think you understand. The private party I represent is a man called Grosvenor. He's asked me to tell you how sorry he is for any heartaches he may have caused you, and he's asked me to give you £50 as recompense.
Oh, well, thoughtful. But then Mr. Gainsborough was always like that.
Not Gainsborough, Grosvenor.
Oh, of course, I remember him well. A tabby little chap.
No, he's quite tall.
Oh, of course he is, dear old gentleman.
He's quite young.
Oh, yes, how silly of me. I'm always mixing up these guards, officers.
Mr. Grosvenor wasn't in the guards.
No, perhaps he wasn't. Oh, but we had some lovely times together. We were penniless but happy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, then he left me and I cried such bitter tears.
Did you really?
But he always swore that he'd make good one day and then I'd become Mrs. Graveney.
Grosvenor!
Well, what's in a name, dear? Well, now you mention money, I believe. Well, I'm not the mercenary kind, you know, but I don't really think I should take this money.
Now, I knew you'd say that. From Mr. Grosvenor's description of you, I know you're a simple, sincere person. Look, let's give this money to charity.
Yeah, what's your game? Are you trying to pull a fast one?
Of course not. Here's the money, £47.10.
You said 50.
Yes. Well, I had to pay £2.10 to get in to see you.
I know my rights, and I want the full 50. If not, the papers will be printing a very nasty story about my ex-fiancé, Mr. Gruber.
Grosvenor.
Albert!
No, Dudley.
Albert, you can't trifle with me. Albert!
What's up, Mabel? Is this man bothering you?
I'll say he is. He's trying to do me out of 50 bob.
Oh, is it, eh?
Of course not. I'll send you the rest.
Oh, yes. You'll walk right out of here and that's the last we'll see of you. I want my money.
But you've got £47.10. And anyway, I'm beginning to believe that you never even knew Mr. Grosvenor.
Well, what makes you think that?
Well, you're wearing makeup. And you certainly don't look like a farmer's daughter.
Come on, you out.
No, it's all a mistake.
You're right there, mate. Now, come on.
Now, please, I beg of you to let go of me.
Oh, we're turning nasty, are we? Oh, well, I'll have to call in the old pacifier.
Ah, pacifier, that's a good idea. We'll put the situation to a third party. Some impartial witness who'll give an independent...
Well done, Albert. Now, drag him out of here, love. I've got a show to do.
Well, see, there are you.
Dudley, boy. Good of you to drop in, you old scoundrel.
You old rogue. Just the same as ever. Keep me busy.
Oh, mustn't grumble. How about you?
Well, Sid, I've had a stroke of luck. Oh. I've come into money.
Good for you, boy.
Yeah, and I want you to have some of it.
Why? Don't you trust yourself?
No, it's not that. But, Sid, I once diddled you.
Did you? I can't count the number of times I diddled you.
No, Sid, look, Sid, you know.
Go on, then.
Here. £25. Take it. Go on, I want you to.
Yep, go on. Look. I don't want your money. Perhaps in a year or so time, yeah.
But, Sid, no, I insist.
No, absolutely no. It's no good to me in here.
All right, break it up. If it's in, time's over. Come on, Sid, back to the cell.
There it is. That's the whole story. When I came to, I found myself in a back alley with this lump on my head.
But did you give Mavis the money?
Mavis? Oh, Mavis.
The girl, yeah, you know.
Yeah, she's got the money all right.
Oh, that's one good turn accomplished. I haven't had any luck myself. I've been right through the list, from the schoolboy I swindled out of his marbles to the ticket collector at Victoria, who is, even now, to this day, puzzling out how he came to have a ticket from Delhi to Calcutta mixed up with the 8:15 from Brighton.
It's all very difficult. Isn't there anyone you can make amends to?
Nobody, not at all. Unless...
Yes?
I wonder...
Well, go on.
No, well, it's taking a chance that they'll even remember. It's worth a try, yes. We'll pay them a surprise visit.
Who, Mr. Grosvenor, who?
My mother and father. This is it, Mr. Worth. The very street where I was born and raised. Stagley Crescent. I know I'm a sentimental fool, but when I look at this street, I get a funny choking sensation.
Yeah, it's the gasworks. Still, I suppose the old place brings back happy memories for you.
Oh, it does indeed. Yeah. You see that pub over there?
Yes.
Many's the time I've been in there, jug in hand, to fetch Granny's breakfast.
I'll bet that takes you back quite a while.
Yes, almost 6 years. Mm. That was when I last came home for a visit. I wasn't able to stay long on that occasion, however.
You were called away.
The phrase is recaptured. Here is the ancestral hovel. I can't wait to see their faces when I tell them I've got £1,000.
Hello, what do you want?
Mummy, it's me, your little Dudley.
Call Lammy.
Let me in, it's Dudley.
Go away, leave us alone, we've got nothing left to pull.
Mummy, I've brought somebody with me, it's a friend. You must open up, open up. I've got a bottle of gin.
Ah, do come in, Dudley, my son. Don't stand out there in the cold.
Don't hang back, Mr. Worth. Come and meet my dad. He's getting on a bit, but he's still as sprightly as ever. In here, then. Hello, remember me?
Yeah, of course I do. You're Fred Price's boy from down the road. I used to walk out with your mother before she married old Fred. How's your father?
You are my father. I'm Dudley.
Dudley, eh? Oh, same name as my boy. I haven't seen him in years.
Mr. Grosvenor, your son, he stands before you now.
Dudley, my little boy, you've come home.
Not me, this gentleman here. You wouldn't know me.
Yes, of course I do, yes. You're old Fred Price's boy.
Oh, this is impossible.
Look, never mind, Dad. You just go back to watching the telly. I'll watch it with you. Turn the vision up a bit.
You come with me, Mr. Worth. Perhaps you'd like to see the house.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I'd love to see it. Yes, yes.
There. This is Dudley's old room.
Oh, it's very cosy.
I haven't touched it since he left home.
No, I can see that.
He always been a wild one, you know. Dudley's always been a wild one.
A wild what, Mrs. Grosvenor?
Oh, of course, he's not an only child, you know. There's his elder brother, Fred.
Yes.
He's in Dartmoor. And his sister, Mildred. Holloway, she's in. Oh, I was forgetting George. He settled down to a bit of real old Somerset moon on a Pacific island.
Oh, which one?
Alcatraz. He's always on at me and Dad to go out and join him. Ha ha, they're all good boys, all good boys. Of course, maybe we spoiled Dudley a bit, you know, but we always regarded him as the black sheep of the family. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure your confidence has been justified.
Yeah. Oh, you must excuse me running on. It's not often Dudley pays us a visit. Shall we go back to the Hathers?
Yes, I think that'd be a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, they're always a good laugh. Now, how's your father?
I keep telling you, you are my father.
Oh, Dudley, I see you brought a suitcase. Are you selling something?
No, Mum, no, no, no. That suitcase is filled to the brim with pound notes. Look, have a look.
Dudley, what have you done now? Pull the blinds down quick, somebody might see it.
I always knew Fred Price's boy was no good.
Look, you don't understand that Mr. Grover and I came here to give you some of this money.
Yeah, but take some, it's all right, it's not stolen.
How do I know it's not?
I give you my word it isn't.
That does it. Get out of here quick. I don't want to be caught with the evidence. I'm not off probation yet. Now get that stuff out of here before I... Here, look out.
What's up?
Look through the window. There's a copper coming up the path. They've caught up with you, Dudley.
Nonsense, I'm in the clear. I'll prove I've nothing to hide. I'll answer the door myself. Come in.
Oh, good day, sir. I hope my calling won't inconvenience you.
I hope so, too. Which of the many laws of the land are you busy enforcing today?
None, sir.
You're not on strike.
No, sir, I called to ask if you care to purchase a ticket for the policeman's ball.
Well, certainly, Constable, but I'll take two.
They're 10 bob each, sir.
Well, here's a pound.
Oh, thank you so much, obliged.
That's all right.
Oh, well, I think before I go...
Something else I can do to help our lads in blue?
Yes. Be good enough to move that dustbin of yours off the pavement, or I shall have to summon you for obstructing the footpath. Good day, sir.
Good day. And good riddance.
Has he gone?
Yes, he only wanted to sell some tickets. My word, you got a good fire going while I was at the door.
Mr. Grosvenor, your mother...
Why not have a good fire, Mother? You'll be able to keep it going all summer if you want to on the money I'm about to give you.
The money? I want the money.
What are you chuntering about? Where is the money?
Money? I threw it on the fire.
You what?
Makes a nice cheery blaze, doesn't it?
Mother, you threw it on the fire?
Yes, I did. Knowing you, I guess it was forged. And I didn't want that nosy blue bottle to catch us red-handed.
But that money was real.
I tried to stop her.
That money real? I don't believe you.
If that wasn't real money, would I be crying real tears? Too much. For the first time in my life, we have enough cash to live easy, and you throw it on the fire. I'm finished. What is there left, I mean? What is there left? A lifetime of writing begging letters.
Talking of letters, Mr. Grosvenor, this one came this morning. It's from the income tax people.
That's all I need. Oh, go on, read it. I can't face it. You read it. Have a look. What did it say?
Oh, it's good news. They say they've investigated and find that you're still alive.
I wish I was dead. What else did they say?
Oh, you better read it yourself.
What's this? It's all blurring over. We are grateful for your visit of today's date, and on further investigation, we find that you are liable for the sum of £3,000. Mr. Worth?
Yes, Mr. Grosvenor?
For the time being, at least, we're out of business.
You're listening to We're in Business with Peter Jones as Dudley Grosvenor and Harry Worth as his partner in crime. Other parts are played by Dick Emery, Doris Hare, Vivian Martin and Frederick Treves. The script was written by Barry Took, Marty Feldman and Peter Jones. And the program was produced by Charles Maxwell.
That program was presented by the BBC.